Thanks for joining us on this recap episode of 91-Day AI Transformation. As you know, we regularly reach out and talk to various business executives, successful entrepreneurs, and others, and find out what are their thoughts as it comes to implementing AI in your business. And as we're wrapping up April of 2025, I want to take a moment and do a recap of some of the best and most insightful recommendations from our guests on what would they do if they had 91 days to begin implementing AI in their organization. Here you go. Let me know what you think. What advice would you give to someone that's hesitant and trying to figure out how do I bring AI into my organization? And specifically, you know, we call our podcast the 91-Day AI Transformation Podcast. What advice might you give somebody that says, okay, I like what Stephanie and Jonathan are talking about, I'm willing to give it a try. What would you recommend they do kind of as those first steps in the first 3 months? Because I don't think it's wise personally to try to do it all, but I'd love your perspective.
Yeah, I'm in full agreement with you. Don't try and do it all. Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither will your AI journey be, right? So
very good.
My best advice would be figure out who the people are that really know what they're talking about. In this case, you already know who Jonathan is. Jonathan is one of the leading experts in this space. So I would, first of all, pick one or two people that are really crushing it, that really know what they're talking about, and start listening. Listen a lot to what they have to say. And then choose one AI platform to start playing with. Don't try Claude and GPT and Gemini and Meta and da 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 da. Don't try all 20,000 options that you have,
yes,
right? Pick one and go deep with it and see how far you can take it and what you can do with it. And then once you have a certain level of mastery with that first one, then move on to the second one, right? I think we're so blessed, Jonathan, with you and the wealth of knowledge that you share so generously, right? And then the classes that you offer for a very affordable fee, right? It's like people like you are the people to watch and follow during these changes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is the same answer for everybody, but like to give an answer I think is most useful is like, I think like where I would start is not with the AI tool, but is taking inventory on my time. So I just start to pay attention to like what's taking a whole lot of time. And if it's email for you, then the first thing I'd want to do is train it on how to respond to emails like me. And so I'd start building a library of like every time I reply to an email and have a question, I would take the initial request and my response and put that into a document and begin to build a library of like, here's how I respond to email until you got like 50 or 100 of them. And now you can say to AI, this is how I'd like to respond to email. And again, like you don't think about this as a magic bullet that's supposed to get you 100% of the way to the finish line. Rather, you can just push a button and get 95% of the way there. Now you just, every time you respond to an email, you just saved yourself like a massive amount of time of like, because you're probably answering the same stuff over and over. It's like just variations of the same kind of questions, topics, themes, things like that. Or, you know, if like in my case, like a lot of times people are drowning in this fulfillment, like they're trying to set up Facebook ads and stuff like that. Like the more you can start documenting those processes, you can train it on that. Or if you're spending a lot of time, like saying, creating content to try and like drum up business or whatever, like take note of what's working there and start training it on those things. And you do this, like to me, you don't do this as a separate task. You do it simultaneous to what you're doing. So like if I found out a lot of my time was creating social media content, then every time I create a piece of content, I just remember like, if I like this one, if this is one of the ones that worked, make sure to like put it into a library. And so it's not like a giant, like all extra work, but if you do that, what'll happen is anywhere over like 3 days to a month, you're gonna have like a pretty good library of things. And to me, the things that come up naturally are the 80-20 of it anyway, because those are
yes,
the things that are all your time. And then start to bring AI to assist you with that. Like, don't think about it again as a silver bullet of like, it's going to write all my emails for me and I never have to touch my inbox again. But rather, it's like, man, like, it kind of knows the gist of what I'm trying to say. And so it can get that right away. And maybe I might change, you know, dear Mrs. Jones to whatever. But like for the most part, like it can greatly speed up like the repetitive stuff. And unlike employees, you know, somebody mentioned this, I think it was Jeff Hunter, never rolls its eyes at you. Never yes. says I'm busy today. Never says I'm sick. Never, if you ask it to rewrite it, it doesn't go.
Mm-hmm.
Really? You want me to rewrite it again?
Yeah, yes, no deep sighs. Yep. Again,
you know? And so that's the other thing is like, you know, when you need to like update it and do revisions, what'll happen is if you practice with it, you'll just get a lot faster and a lot more efficient. And what you'll find is if you do that long enough for just like you said, like 90 days, you'll free up like 50, 60% of the time you were spending before. And all of a sudden you'll have space for creative outlet. For me, I call those like flow states where I can just like think about what I want to build and kind of like create without interruptions and things like that. Like I wrote a book. It's hard to write a book if you got to answer calls and do emails and talk about thumbnails and things like that. If you don't have uninterrupted time where you can just write, it's hard to write a book, right? So to me, that's the real benefit is that the important things get done way faster and you can spend more time like thinking about big picture stuff or like having nothing to do with business, just hanging with your kids and family because all the things you needed to get done, you did way faster. And the beautiful thing about entrepreneurship is you're rewarded for productivity. Like if you figure out an 8-hour task and condense it down to 8 minutes, like there's no rule that says you got to work another 7 hours and 52 minutes, right? Like you don't have to sign up for that if you don't want to.
I still meet tons of people who are the like, like they know AI is a thing. It's the shiny new toy and everything, but they're afraid to use it because they're afraid of the capabilities of it. And they don't know exactly what to expect out of it. So the first answer that I thought of when you first asked me this was what they should do within the first 91 days is just get comfortable using it. Just get comfortable using it. And so that's where like your prompt challenge, that's where a lot of your challenges really come in, Jonathan, where it's because I've taken a couple of them and they're fantastic. And thank that it guides them through everything. And it takes a lot of the fog out of it, the mystery out of it. There we go. That's the word I was looking for. It takes a lot of the mystery out of it in that, you know, even as a business owner, you need to be able to craft a prompt that it's going to get you the information that you're looking to get out of it, because the response from AI that you get is only going to be as good as the level of detail and clarity of prompt, the question, whatever that you ask it. So within the first 91 days, I would say just get comfortable utilizing it. And it's not going to be perfect starting out, because I guarantee you every AI professional, expert and everything that you see, we all started out that way too. We're kids in a sandbox figuring out what we're going to mold with this ever changing thing. And we kind of have an idea of how to do it now, but that's not to say like we have it completely figured out. I don't think we'll ever get to a point where someone's like, I know exactly, like I have all of the answers. No one does, but just, I would say, give it some time, whether it be yourself, someone on your team, your marketing person, whatever, have them spend some time understanding the capabilities that are there with AI and just start using it yourself. Whether that be ideation, audience research, competitor research, even just industry research, things like that. Get comfortable in utilizing it and then start figuring out how to integrate all of this with your normal business practices, because there's so many different tools out there, not just the GPTs, Claudes and Perplexities, things like that. There's hundreds and thousands of different smaller AI tools that do just very specific things. And maybe a couple of those are exactly what you're looking for. I know a lot of people use AI just to save time because it's a wonderful tasking tool. So just do some research. I would say spend the first 2 to 3 weeks, do some research, figuring out what you're hoping to get out of AI, and then start going down that journey of, okay, now that I kind of know what I want to get out of AI, what do I need to do to accomplish this? And that's what you spend the rest of your time, because that's going to be fine tuning the prompts and the follow-up questions and the conversations that you're going to have with these large language models, the GPTs, Claudes and Perplexities. But figuring out which tools are best for you, which ones that you want to pay for, which ones you want to just stay on the free version of, and then how you can work that into your day-to-day business practices.
ChatGPT seems to be one of the simplest that everybody's kind of familiar with. And so if you haven't logged in or if you haven't even tried chat at this point. That probably would be a good jumping off point. It's pretty familiar and it's pretty easy, and just start having conversations about your business. And I think this is something that we even encouraged last week. We just started, we told everybody, we were like, look, starting, just start inputting and asking and using it for research purposes. If that's all you can do is say, hey, with, you know, this stuff going on and this going on, and I know you have groups that have, man, the prompts and the way that you have put together those things. If you guys have not, I don't know where all this goes, but if you guys have not joined Jonathan's group, make sure you get into the Facebook group, because the prompting that is in there, the prompts that are in there are just amazing. And it's, and it helps my brain to think through, like, how else can I use this? But well, just even if we, yeah, even if we just start using it for simple things like researching the market or researching areas, like for my business, for the marketing business, maybe it's researching markets for certain niches and going in and going, look, is this any good in this market? It would be, AI can totally tell you that. There are so many ways to use it, even if it's not something that you want to use it for, maybe content or maybe something else in your business, or even putting data in and having it build out. You know, if you need to extrapolate data for some specific thing, we've done that before. We've dumped a bunch of data in there and said, hey, figure this out. And it goes and figures it out. It's pretty fascinating to watch. But I think the biggest thing is just have conversations, right? Just like I was just saying a minute ago, asking what should be my next hire. And what's very interesting, the two very things that it said were the two very things that I've been thinking about hiring.
One of the easiest ways to do it is to, you know, go to ChatGPT, go to Perplexity or Claude, any of those kinds of tools. Go in and talk to it as if it was a business planner or something along those lines that would help you with your business. Give it some information about your own business with background about, you know, how much revenue you're at, where you're at in your journey, and where you would like to be, what your goals are long term. And you can ask it to give you, you know, a 90-day plan. And you can be very specific with it. You know, I've been specific enough where I'm like, hey, I work a regular 9-to-5. I've got two kids and I really only have about 2 to 3 hours a day that I can focus on my digital business from these hours to these hours. What should I do to optimize all of my time? And it gives me a good structured plan, says here's for the next 90 days. And then you can break it into weekly structures. You can do that. And then even say, okay, break it down to me by the hour. This is what I need to do. And here's where I need to go. And it'll say, okay, you need to do outreach for this long from this time to this time. You need to do, you know, preparation and research from this time to this time. It can tell you exactly what you need to do. And then if you're even further along in your journey, you can say, okay, now that I've got this step-by-step process, I need to actually implement this step. And then it will, you can actually guide it to give you what process you need to do for that. You know, that's just the simple way to do it. There's a lot of ways now where you can actually start to use ChatGPT to write code for you. So you can actually start to get programs written for you to help your business and say, hey, I want to automate this kind of thing. And then it will start to write code for you so that you can actually automate processes and things. So if you're, you know, a business owner that's doing something repetitively, you can record yourself doing it on your computer, and then you can actually get it to write you the standard operating procedure, write a program that can do it and actually automate most of the processes. I would say I don't recommend automating everything. I do always recommend putting human input into it and things like that, because I've seen a lot where they're like, hey, I'm going to automate it and just have it go to ChatGPT with this kind of search content, and then it spits out an answer, and then they post it, and it's everything, it gets very repetitive in that kind of aspect. So you've always should put a final couple human touches in there and human views so that you know that it's giving you the right kind of new answers and things like that as well.
So I recently spoke last month at an AI Edge conference on AI. And I mentioned something there that resonated with a lot of people. think, and this simplifies AI, because there's so many AI tools out there. It's so easy to get overwhelmed with everything, and you're just getting confused. What should I be doing? I'm not using AI. Should our company be using AI? Think of it this way. AI can only do three things. AI can process text, whether it's reading text you have or generating text. It can process text, lots of text. That's what AI can do. Second thing AI can do is process images. It can look at images and determine what's going on with the images. It can also generate images. Third thing it can do, all right, is audio. AI can listen to audio and transcribe it. It can understand it. It can also generate audio. Those are the only three things AI can do. When you simplify it like that, if you're a business, think about what you do that involves those things. What do you do as a business that involves audio? What do you do as a business that involves text? What do you do as a business that involves visual things like images? Are there things that can be automated that are taking time or taking money? If you can automate those, all right, using AI, then that's a great way to leverage AI in your business. Otherwise, maybe AI is not for you. Like the local dentist down the road, I don't know if AI is really the right fit for him. But if you're a business that has lots of customer data, you're trying to gain insights on it. Yeah, that's processing text right there. That's a great option. Or hey, you want to do follow-up calls with customers about their business. Yeah, you can actually use the AI, all right, to call the customers and talk to the customers and understand what's going on and find out, you know, why they canceled or why they're happy or if they need anything else. It can transcribe all that stuff and send it to your business and save a lot of time. So lots of different ways to leverage AI, but think of it from those three perspectives: audio, images, and text, and it will be really easy to figure out where to use AI in your business.
I think it's a really hard one, particularly in this ever-changing AI landscape right now. I think the main thing I would say is like plan to change. Put a process in place to evaluate new AI tools as they launch, see when it's the right fit for you and see if it's going to, you know, actually benefit the business or not. But going in planning to change things rather than setting a long-term plan, because it's, you know, ChatGPT might launch GPT-5 in January and everything changes again.
Hey, everything changes, exactly.
We just don't know. So it's having that mindset of change, being prepared for the change, and then making sure the team are in the right place for the change, because obviously not everyone likes change, but making sure they're ready for it, and that you've got a bit of a framework in place to go, actually, is this something that we want to change for, or is this something, a tool that's just, you know, hyperbole, we don't need to worry about this one. It's trying to having that in place so you know what you want to jump on and what you don't, I would say.
I think that's super, super wise. I love that. Jeff, any thoughts you've got about that in general?
Yeah, quite a bit of thoughts, actually. The very first thing, don't try to AIFY processes within your company that you haven't mastered yet. I mean, that's
so good. So good.
And then the next thing is going to be, from an auditing perspective, I think that it's important to have a good baseline of where you're going to start. I think the easiest thing to start is, let's bring more money into the company. That is the number one thing that's going to help you like understand AI the best, is like, what are the processes and things that you need to actually bring the money in? And I think that starts out with just what we mentioned earlier, generating traffic, getting leads, and then converting. Focus on those three areas. If you can master traffic, then that's going to be awesome. And then if you can then turn them into leads, that's even better. And the last step, let's turn that into money for you, because that solves so many other problems. That allows you breathing room for you to start looking at processes within your business that are like, you know, we can get like 15% more efficiency by automating our email sequence, our process for creating email sequences. We can, save 10% here by creating SOPs that are effective using AI. We can use an AI scheduler to then make sure that we're automating meetings and managing everybody's schedule. All those types of things are great. But if you're not making any money, like, what does it matter? You're basically just optimizing for something that you could just spend that time actually bringing more money into the business. I think that's the very first place that every business should start, is increase the amount of profit that they can bring in. And AI is perfect for doing that. But you need to understand those processes beforehand and then the strategy behind it, which is why it's very important that you start out with people that are leading in those subject matters and start following them. So like yourself, Jonathan Mass, being a part of like your communities and understanding, you know, how you can start to leverage these things and where you should go to for that reliable source of information. That's your starting point. And then look at bringing in traffic, bringing in leads, bringing in conversions.
Absolutely. Just from the work I'm doing at First Movers, I can give you some pretty good insights there. So the first thing I would recommend is to sit down. Maybe this is with your team, somebody in marketing, whether that's you, a team member, and make a list of all the bottlenecks. What are the things that stop you from, example, publishing content? Is it a lack of team members? Is it a lack of a streamlined process? Is it a lack of, you know, you need a writer? What is it? Make that list. What is stopping you from that endpoint of whatever goal you have? And so sometimes if you're like, well, I'm really confused, start with a goal. Well, what's your goal? Is it 100,000 hits a month? Well, you need content. You need consistent content. Okay, how do we produce that? Oh, well, that's a bottleneck. We don't have a content team. Okay, that's your biggest bottleneck, content team. So then from those bottlenecks, you figure out what to automate. If I know that my bottleneck is I don't have a content team and we're not producing content regularly, then I know, okay, I need to automate that process. How can I do that? And so one of the best ways to think, you know, is in terms of get as sophisticated with this as you can if you want to win 2025. Yes. If you don't want to win 2025, just get ChatGPT and play around and have that perspective. But if you really want to win, think about sophisticated processes where maybe you're bringing in some make integrations and you're connecting a news aggregator built with AI to trigger the creation of that article. I mean, that's next level, but that is how to leapfrog ahead. So how sophisticated can you get it? So number one, what are your goals? Which brings you to what are your bottlenecks? And then from there, how sophisticated can you get? What's a like complete streamlined automation solution? And that's what we're doing a lot of at First Movers, which is like, it's number one, it's blowing people's mind that was even possible because they came to us with what they thought was a pipe dream. And we're like, that's not a pipe dream. You can do that with AI and we know how to do it. And so if you approach AI with that perspective, well, what is it capable of that I don't know? And you know, it takes laying aside ego, laying aside beliefs that you might have about it and just being open to the realm of possibility, because the realm of possibility in 2025, I'm telling you, is incredible. There was one business we talked to, they had a ton of proprietary information. They were a research company for huge companies like Disney, helped them decide on the best ads to display, had a ton of research documentation. So they had all this original documentation on file, but no way to serve it in a, they wanted to do a paid subscription model to their end clients. And so the idea we had was, let's just build a AI knowledge base out of all those docs and then layer a chatbot interface. So your clients can literally go, hey, and maybe the chatbot looks like your founder's face. Hey, founder, hey, Joe, tell me what Disney ad was hottest between this specific date. And in a second, your customers have data that would have taken your team how much time to sift through, find, send back. You've automated that whole thing. And now that's also a new product offering. So if you can think terms like that, that is going to be, I think, the winners of next year.
I think that ChatGPT Plus, or I'm more of a fan of ChatGPT or Claude. Those are kind of my two favorite platforms. I find that Claude tends to write a little more human than the others. I'm not a big fan of Gemini personally. I've just found that it's often too opinionated. Yeah, it's too opinionated and it's very inconsistent. I have found anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But just getting started, you know, one other little thing I write about in the book is that when I was a little kid, my dad took me on a roller coaster and it scared me to death. I was maybe too young to get on a roller coaster. And I spent the next 15 years not ever going on a roller coaster again because I was so scared of that first time. And then somebody finally convinced me, you need to try this. And I got on a roller coaster and I loved it so much that that day before I left the park, I rode every one of them. And then the next year I went to 7 theme parks all over the country because I wanted to catch up on roller coasters. I think too many people have maybe had one bad experience with, with ChatGPT, or maybe they've just seen from the queue line how scary this AI technology can be and they've never even tried it. So I, first of all, I always encourage people just to get started, but to use ChatGPT. And the thing about the technology that is so incredible is that it will actually help you learn to use it. You can ask it to help you. What do I need to ask you? How do I talk to you? What do you need from me to be successful? And it will walk you through the things. It will give you clarifying questions. So
yes,
I would encourage churches to maybe think about using it to plan a series or an event or help you write a Bible study or do something where, again, you are the decider. So you don't just take its outputs and use them as they are, but to you know, perfect them and craft them and make sure they line up with your theology and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, one of the characteristics of leaders is that they initiate. They go first. And your team will follow your example. So This is not something, in my opinion, just like I believed in blogging and social media and all that, I believed I had to embrace it as a leader if it was going to be adopted in my organization. So even if you're not technologically inclined, and even if you think you're too old, I'll be 70 this summer. So I don't think age is a barrier. I don't think that these tools are easy to use. I think even building custom GPTs, which who knows if we'll have to be doing that 6 months from now.
Yeah, but, I don't know.
But yeah, all that stuff. I just would decide, and this is what I decided at the beginning of 2024, actually the end of 2023, is that I was going to do a deep dive on AI this last year. And if I was going to influence my team and get us to adopt it, then I was going to have to go first. That's what leaders do. You know, we're the first in. And so we have to embrace it. And I would just say, start with ChatGPT, bring it into your company, do some training, share what you're learning, read a couple books. Like I always recommend Co-Intelligence by Ethan Mollick. I think that's such a great book. Most AI books, you know, by the time they're written, they're out of date, but this is one that's not. And so I would read that book. We read it as a team internally. And then my daughter asked me to lead 2 4-hour AI workshops internally with homework assignments. And then we just had a blast creating custom GPTs for our own internal use and for content creation. But I honestly think, and this is a warning to those of you that think that maybe you're just going to sit this one out or you're going to hold back and kind of wait and see how it plays out. I think we're fast approaching a dividing line where if you're not on board, you're truly going to be left behind. And I think this is an existential question. If you're going to survive and if you're going to thrive through the next literally 12 months, you're going to have to get on board. Now, it's not the other extreme that you mentioned, which is go all in, you know, stop everything and just do nothing but AI. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying there's got to be a thoughtful, purposeful, measured adoption of these tools inside your company, and you've got to begin to use them. If you do that, you're going to be way ahead for what's coming next. If you don't do that, you're not even going to understand what's coming next.
My first question, I just started a small little AI group within my community. And my first question to them was, what task feels overwhelmingly time consuming to you? Five people said presentations, creating PowerPoints. Another five people said creating video scripts or ideas for videos. And a couple said blog posts. Creation. So immediately I know that we're going to address three tools and you're going to be 110% more productive. And I always give this example when somebody asks me, well, how are you actually using it? So imagine it's 10 minutes before you're scheduled to talk to a networking group about what you do. You've never met any people in this room. You are getting to talk for 8 to 10 minutes about what you do, about a topic. You already have the topic planned. And you get a message from the host that says, will you be sharing a PowerPoint? All of our speakers share slides. Oh, crap. Oh, no. I have nothing.
Been there, done that. Yes.
I never use slides. Very, very rarely do I use slides. So I took my talk outline that I've done 10 times before, took that same outline, dropped it into an AI tool called Gamma, and in 4 minutes, I had a beautiful presentation. And the only editing I did was put my picture on the front cover. All the other pictures, all the other graphs, everything created for me based on my outline in 4 minutes. And I get to the talk and with confidence share my screen. I do my talk while sharing those slides. I publish it and make it visible with a URL, and I give it to everyone in the room to access. The last page of the slide is my contact info, my LinkedIn, my email, and my phone number to WhatsApp me a message if you're interested in working together. Wow.
I love that.
Wow. And, you know, years ago, I would have shown up without anything. So it kind of empowers you to show up more powerfully in a quicker amount of time. And I love things like that.
Get your friggin' brand voice dialed in. And so I'm sure Jonathan has a strategy on it. I have a strategy on it. Like, the biggest thing that I would say is actually probably collect several people's strategies on it. But
100%.
I know. And for us, what we do is we put your company details in. We have this giant PDF that we build out for our clients where we get your brand voice. We use this really cool thing called the spotlight effect that I created over the holidays that I'm obsessed with, that gives it, like, takes all the things that make you unique and your offers unique, and then it distills it down into these little slogans and things like that. It creates an enemy avatar. It creates the hero that's going to, you know, it does like the hero's journey. And having that kind of data, having ideal client data, having your quesadilla of awesome dialed in, and put that into AI and create something like a custom GPT or a gem in Gemini, yes, whatever it is, your own tool with something like MindPal, create something that is your voice.
That's number great two. Advice.
Yeah. And then the third thing I would say is look at within your business, what, like, for lack of a better term, what workflows are you doing? What processes are you constantly repeating? And we often look at content creation for this because I think content is important for all business owners. But oftentimes, yes, it's like you're onboarding. It's and people who are coaches, who are, you know, who are very committed to the fact that their world is bespoke and nothing is duplicatable. That is not true usually. Unless you're like some actual wizard that like sits there and does some meditation and then like things, you're an alchemist and things come out of the air. But for most of us, we use some sort of process. I love the Khalil Gibran quote that we rest in reason and we move in passion, the rudder and the sails.
That's so good.
Isn't that good? I like come back to it all the time. For people like you and I who are a little kooky and ADD, like this is really weird, but you know the movie Temple Grandin?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So in that movie, Temple Grandin has autism, and she is helping cows to be able to feel more calm as they're going through what they're going through. And I look at it like a weighted blanket. Like, for me, you know, she creates this thing that like gives her a hug that helps her to calm down based off what the cows have. It's a really good movie. True story.
Oh, it is. Great story.
It's so good. But for me, that's what the systems do for me. That's why I love spreadsheets, because I can take my crazy and I can put it into a framework or a system. And if you can do that, the more often that you can do that in your business, use AI to help you with it. And then use a tool like, I love MindPal so much, where you can stack these AI assistants on top of each other and they can work autonomously. All you have to do is start the flow and then the whole thing goes. This is going to be coming to other platforms, like with Operator and Tasks mixed together. But if right now you don't know what your actual system is, who cares what the AI can do? You've got to have your systems dialed in as a human being and as a business before you use AI.
So let's look at business, right? You have front end lead generation. You have actually the service, some kind of service. It's the actual service, right? And then you have the customer relationship process. So for me, I think the blood or the heart of any business is sales.
Yes.
So what's the fastest, easiest way to get someone to convert into sales? That's where I would put my time. And so that's why I'm creating an AI sales consultant certification, because that's where the money is. Yes, you can go into operations and all these fun things, but, like, you know, how do we get leads and how do we convert leads fastest and how do we use AI? So that's where I focus on with my clients. That's why I love Go High Level specifically. I'm an agency owner, is because that's where they're focused. Yeah, yep. They're focused on the AI agents where how do you talk to people on leads, or if they call in, how do you get an appointment, the AI bot scheduler, the conversation on SMS or on the front end chat, how do you get that lead into a scheduled call, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think if any business is listening, I don't care how big or how small, it's like, how can we integrate AI on the front end? And I'll never forget this. I was actually on a call over the summer with a girlfriend of mine she just very much knows the, I guess it's new sales real estate, new sales real estate world. Like, there's a whole world there. And she talked about there's this position, it's called the OC or something. Who knows? I call it a front end salesperson. Basically, anytime a lead comes in from the website, this person, they're paid $60,000 a year to basically reach out and call this person. Like, that's their whole job. Wow. And their whole job is to get them scheduled to come into the new sales real estate community, right? That's their whole job. Yep. It's not the real estate agent, right? It's the in-between. And there, I got on the phone with one of the community owners, basically real estate community owner. And he's like, these people don't answer their phone. They don't call them back. The lead dies, you know, all these things. I was like, we can completely replace that with AI. AI voice, 24/7, 365 days a week, answer the call, get them booked. We can have a conversation, like all
never,
these things.
Never sick, replace. Never has an attitude, you know? Yeah, absolutely.
And they're like, well, are you saying that we can replace a $60,000 employee with this? I'm like, yeah.
You need to understand your business a little bit, document it, figure out what are the main steps. You know, as a person who does not know about your business, they come to know about you, get aware about you. What is their journey like? How do they get in touch with you? When they become a client, how do you serve them? What are the operations? You know, what are the back-end processes that need to happen? All of these things, once you have laid it out, then you can say, okay, this is where most of my time is being spent. And that's where I will be focused on this quarter. So my advice is, do not wait. If you wait, you are already behind. Your competition is going to really squash you if you don't take action right now. But you don't have to boil the ocean. Just start to make sure you take these steps and automate for the next quarter. And then the other thing is, think big, because like, you know, we have these dreams of making millions. I think everybody has these dreams of making millions of dollars, growing exponentially. Now, the human mind cannot even imagine the amount of expansion that is possible now. So think big and push yourself to an insane boundaries where you say, oh, like, if I share this with other people, they will not even believe me, because trust me, that is going to be feasible in the next 3 or 4 years. So what do I mean by that? Like, let's say if you are trying to build $1 million business, multiply it with 10 and say, I want to build a $10 million business. You know, if you want to build a $10 million business, multiply it with 10 and say, I want to build a $100 million business, and then work backwards from there. And technology is absolutely there to help you do that. This is what I will say, like, change your mindset, AI first mindset, because, you know, we have been in this whole journey of my mind is going to figure it out. As entrepreneurs, we are like, you know, very, very enterprising, and we are like resourceful, and we say, okay, my mind is going to figure it out. But now your mind has this insanely wise and vastly knowledgeable entity to help you, which is like almost like a Iron Man suit. You know, you put it on and you become like this superhuman who can achieve amazing things.
Make a 90 to 120 day plan. So spend the first 15, 20 days gathering up all your sales documents, all your support docs. The better you train your ChatGPT, the better results you're going to get. And then pick something small, like do Google review replies. It's small, it's simple. You can start testing it out, and then roll it out to other features other products. Like you can just roll it into things. Once you've got one set up and it's answering properly, you basically can just take that whole bunch of data and rules, roll it into Google weekly updates for your Google business profile.
Mm-hmm.
And then once you got both of those working, make it into a blog post. All you're doing is building and taking baby steps. If you try to do it all in one weekend, I've tried to do it, and I do this all the time. Try to bust it out in one weekend. The next week, you're fixing everything. Maybe yes. Take a couple weeks to fix everything. Because
been there and done that, mistakes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It happens that way. So there's no reason to, you don't have to rush. You're not falling behind the curve. This is just getting started. And every day new things are coming out. I mean, you got Gemini is free now. Mm-hmm. DeepSeek, I mean, technically that's been out a couple of years, but it really took off, what, a week ago?
Yeah, that new R1 model they released is kind of a whole new level of capabilities. Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not behind the curve. Take your time. There's no reason to get in a rush and slowly start building up.
I would say what Nancy and I have done, and this is exactly what we did. So Nancy and I always have a weekly meeting. She meets with her team, but we meet once a month with our COO. And we follow something called the traffic light methodology. Mm-hmm. So green, what's working well, yellow, what we need to slow down on, red, what do we need to just stop altogether? And one of the things that this has allowed us to do is to really take a look at the kinks in the hose, the things that are not allowing the right KPIs kind of take shape the way that we want them to, the key performance indicators, whether it's email open rate, whether it's visibility, whether it's website traffic, whatever it is. And if we can somehow correlate that to bring this notion or this aspect to the team where maybe they need to spend some time, you know, with content creation, because that's one of the big things that a lot of business owners and companies struggle with, is that having
absolutely
someone kind of take their content and get it out there. And, you know, my wife and I, we started a new YouTube channel, Instagram, and basically we created a workflow within, and our team knows now because Nancy created trainings, and I think this is also very important. She created trainings for our team. So she would shoot a bunch of Loom videos, like how she's using ChatGPT for this, how she's using Claude for this, how she's using Opus for this. And basically she shoots the video, does the training, and then drops it to the team. And then the necessary person who is in control of that aspect of the business goes and learns it and then starts applying it. So you have to train people to use things the way that you want them to use them. So now when Nancy and I are doing our podcast, we shoot the video, she drops it into our shared Google Drive with our team, and now they know exactly what to do with it. So I think it's identifying exactly what needs to get done, what can be outsourced, but more importantly, teaching your team the way that it needs to get done so you don't have to worry about it anymore. And I think that's the big thing. Everyone has a different strategy and methodology, and every business obviously has different needs, but really take that 10,000 foot view of what's in place, what's not in place, and what needs to get put in place, and then make sure you focus on the things that need to get put in place. Create structure, create routines, create systems, but most importantly, delegate them out to the right people.
Look at the desired outcomes. Look at the different buckets of your business between, you know, generating new business, fulfilling your current business, any kind of like operations. Mm-hmm. Where can things be automated, or where could you, you know, plug AI in? Something else, and I know you and I have talked about also, is the more detailed your SOPs are. So oh, yes. If you don't have your processes really dialed in and mapped out, well, let's put it this way. The people that do really have their SOPs dialed in and mapped out for this is how we onboard a client, this is what we do if a client has a return, or this is what we do, you know, in these different areas, the more detailed you have that laid out, what's going to happen is when these tools are available, you're going to be able to take that SOP and mm-hmm. upload it to some of these LLMs or whatever, these agentic tools, and it's going to be able to look and do the same thing that an employee would.
Absolutely.
It'll know this is step one. By step. This is step two, right? It's going to know all these different things. So one, be prepared, you know, make sure too many of us run our businesses just willy nilly. We just kind of, this needs to be done. So we just go and do it. And we don't have everything documented. But the more you have these different things documented, the easier it's going to be for you to take advantage of some of these AI tools when they are a little more polished.
Well, if they're really new to this and they haven't done anything, they don't even have a ChatGPT account, I would strongly recommend them on a personal level to find some sort of a personal pet project, like this book, for example, okay?
I love whatever that it idea. Could be.
And then just try to make this one thing better with better tools, better prompts, right? Try to be more efficient and just get their mind blown. Then the rest will follow because they'll understand the capabilities. And it's even now easier than ever because of the voice interface, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just talking to it about certain... Yesterday, but okay, just a short tangent, okay?
Please.
But I'm just going to let you know. So I am a permanent resident, but I was like, maybe I should just get my dual citizenship, right? Because why not? But previously, in Germany, if you want to have a dual citizenship, you would have to ask Germany for permission to keep the German one. And it was always like a tedious process and all that. And then yesterday, while watching TV, just before my wife came out, I'm like, can you run me through this? What do I need to say? What's the best way to explain that I still need my both citizenships, right? Tells me everything, right? We basically run the whole thing, fill out the form basically in via voice. Then at the end, I was like, can you send me a link to where I find the form to fill it out? It goes online and it's like, hold on a second. As of last year, you don't actually have to ask for Germany for permission anymore. So let me just forward you. Let me just forward you to the N-400 naturalization form to the American embassy. I'm like, great. You know, problem solved. Like my mind was blown. And my mom was sitting next to me. And she was like, what? You know, so those, if you would ask a business owner, the decision maker, I would try to catch them on a personal level, really try to understand. On the employee level, if you actually want to get promoted and work less than you do now, yes, embrace it. Try to start really small, maybe on things that you do. Obviously, there's this thing called shadow AI. I don't know if you've heard of it. When people bring their own GPTs into the organizations, then all kinds of regulations and privacy and those secret information from your business basically goes down the toilet because people just copy paste everything. But if you can somehow solve a small problem, whether this is that weekly summary for your boss or if it's writing better emails, or I just published this prompt about a value proposition canvas, or even if you just want to do something about your business that it can do better and showcase the possibility with AI, start small and then have quick wins and then build on that, I think. But whatever you do in both scenarios, try to focus on very specific projects, because otherwise you'll be completely overwhelmed by this avalanche of things that are happening every single day. So I always say you have to put on those strategic horse blinders that only focus you on that specific task.